Thanks for joining us as we continue through the book of Ecclesiastes. Okay, there are two realities for every person living today. Two realities. Life's going to end, all right? A little solemn. Life's going to end, and life will be called into account. I know that's not the most positive and encouraging way to start a devotional, but remember, we're studying through Ecclesiastes. It's the journal of Solomon in his most real and raw and reflective moments. And he reminds us time and time again that life is like a brief breeze that you feel on your face. It's like a vanishing vapor from a candle's extinguished flame. And sometimes, life just doesn't make sense. Last time, we considered Ecclesiastes 8:12, where Solomon lamented that a person engaged in a lifestyle of sin may seem to be living a long and prosperous life. They oppose God, but everything seems to be good. But then Solomon says, not so fast. In the very next verse, Solomon places life in an eternal framework. For those who oppose God, well, here's what Solomon says, Ecclesiastes 8:13. But it will not be well with the wicked. Neither will he prolong days like a shadow because he does not fear before God. There is no good end to those who oppose God. In the short span of life, the wicked may seem to be getting along just fine. In fact, they may prosper in the three P's of the world, power and position and possessions. But for the wicked, every temporal win adds up to an eternal loss. Remember those two realities of life we started with? Life will end. Life will be called into account. And that's why it's going to be a horrendous day for those who stand before God, having opposed him all their lives. At the end of their time on this earth, in the beginning of their eternal day, it will not be well with the wicked because he does not fear before God. If you're listening to this and you don't know God as your Father, or you're not sure where you stand with him, please pray this prayer with me. This is just a guide. Use these words to open your heart before God. Dear God, I admit that I don't have a personal relationship with you. I admit that I have lived my life on my terms apart from you. I admit that I'm a sinner far from you. Please hear my prayer. I know I can't cleanse myself or clean up my act on my own. I am in desperate need of your help. I know you sent Jesus to die for my sins. Please forgive me by his work on the cross. Please cleanse me with your grace. And please embrace me with your love. I know that one day my life will end. And I know I'm going to give an account before you. And I want to stand before you as my Savior and Lord. I trust in Jesus right now. It's the only way to have that eternal relationship with the living God. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen.